So, how does his new show measure up? Here's critic and day-to-day contributor Andrew Wallenstein.
Quarter Life was originally meant for ABC, but the network passed on the project 3 years ago. Well, TV's loss is the internet's gain. So much so that I'm hopeful Quarter Life proves to be a pivotal moment in recasting the net as a home for good programming. Quarter Life may not come in the form of the veteran duo's typical hour drama. Each of its episodes to come are only 8 minutes long. By internet standards, that's an eternity. But stylistically, the show is straight from the Herskovitz-Zwick mold, which is to say, nuanced, introspective, and kind of talky, but in the best possible sense of the word. All this, but still just a simple premise. A group of artistic 20-somethings struggling through their quarter-life crises. In this scene, an ill-advised blog entry results in a tearful confrontation.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
What are you talking about?
You know damn well what I'm talking about. You put my face all over the frickin' net.
Oh, God. Lisa, I'm sorry. If it makes you feel any better, I've been videoing everybody.
You said I was an alcoholic, and then you talked about the guys that I had slept with.
I didn't mean it like that. Things just come out of me. I'm a writer.
You're not a writer. You're an associate editor, and I don't understand what that has to do with putting my frickin' face all over the world for people to see.
Nobody's seeing it. It's a beta site. Nobody's even on it.
My entire acting class is on it.
What's great about a Zwick Herskovitz production is they have such a great eye for emerging talent. Just consider another show they're famous for, the 1994 series My So-Called Life, which starred a then 13-year-old unknown by the name of Claire Danes. It isn't difficult to understand why her career took off after her sublime portrayal of early adolescence.
I'm in love. His name is Jordan Catalano. He was left back twice. Once I almost touched his shoulder in the middle of a pop quiz. He's always closing his eyes, like it hurts to look at things.
My So-Called Life was re-released on DVD last month in a terrific expanded edition, as if that was even necessary to cinch its status as a cult classic. But therein lies the problem of Zwick and Herskovitz. They've always been a little too smart for the medium of TV. My So-Called Life lasted only 19 episodes. Their other series also had ratings problems that curtailed their runs. But could the internet be a destination for the kind of smart, highbrow productions that they specialize in? I'm skeptical. Online entertainment tends to be as bottom-feeding as TV. Quarter Life on MySpace fits about as well as America's Next Top Model would on PBS. Nevertheless, I can't help but hope that Quarter Life could bring a more refined sensibility to what viewers can expect from internet video.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.